I call this one the Bible Belt, the land of never enough. After 30 years or so in the ministry, there are things you start to notice, things that stand out. There are patterns of thought and behavior that seem to be deeply woven into the fabric of Bible Belt mentality. One such pattern that runs very deep among born-again believers is that one can never do enough to get or stay in good standing with God. If you wonder why I say that, here's why. I hear it all the time. I don't go to church enough. I don't pray enough. I don't read the Bible enough. I don't have enough faith. I'm not a very good Christian. I hope I'm going to heaven. And I just heard this from a man yesterday. I think God's given up on me. I refuted that lie as quick as I could. It's a prevalent attitude with many people, always thinking they can never do enough or be good enough to satisfy the Lord. It gives the feeling that they're trying to serve a God that's unreasonably demanding and impossible to please. It's like being on a treadmill of performance in an effort to earn their righteousness, a state, in fact, that many never seem to arrive at. This is a problem of the highest order, in my opinion, because it gives an incorrect image of who God actually is. It's one of the greatest misportrayals the world has ever seen. There are many out there who will live their entire lives believing they were never quite acceptable or good enough to please God. And what's worse is that it leads one to believe that the Father's love is based entirely on our behavior. Sad, sad, sad. The danger of never enough exists any time a mixture of law and grace are preached. And sadly enough, that's what happens most of the time in the Bible Belt. Paul spent the last half of his life contrasting law and grace. He knew them both well, in fact, better than anyone on the planet in his generation. He was a staunch defender of grace, even after it caused him to be beaten more than once and left for dead. It was controversial then. It's controversial now. But only to those who believe their behavior is what makes them righteous. So tell me, what's on your list of things to do that make you righteous? And while you're at it, explain to me where the line is of enough or not enough. Truth is, if you never read your Bible, if you never went to church, your righteousness isn't diminished one bit. I'm not advocating that, I'm just pointing it out. You're not righteous because of what you do, you're righteous because of what He did. The Father doesn't love you because you're good, He loves you because He's good. That, in itself, makes me want to do good. So pack your bags and get out of the land of never enough.